I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So did you get a chance this week to go to the movies?
Not only did I see a movie, I saw two movies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sometimes there's no movies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's one and hardly ever two. But this was one of those weeks. The movies that I saw... Saw one called Palms.
Okay.
Which my favorite reviewer in the Gazette, Chris Knight, really kind of didn't like. And I often agree with him, but in this case, I didn't very much. I thought, I like this movie. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this movie. It's nothing tremendously original, but it has good people in, good actors and actresses, notably Diane Keaton, who is the star.
Okay.
And I've always been a Diane Keaton fan since Annie Hall.
Okay.
goes back that far.
I admit she's good.
And she's always solid. She does. And she's now playing, of course, age-appropriate roles, which I think is important. And in a nutshell, this film is about a woman, Diane Keaton, who has left her home in New York, where she's been for, I think she said it was 46 years, not just in New York, but in the same apartment in New York, and has headed south to Georgia to a, what they call it, active living retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, actually, I think she actually is 73 years old, and that was basically the age she was playing. And so she lands up in this retirement community, and she's ill. I mean, it doesn't take very long to get this, that she is decided not to pursue, not to continue treatment that she was getting for cancer, and she's just going down to this place to relax and, I guess, just enjoy the sunshine for what remains of her life. And mostly through the influence of her next-door neighbor in this community, the people have homes. She and this woman elect to start a cheerleading club.
Oh, okay.
in the seniors community. I mean, it is active seniors, and apparently there are something like 100 clubs, but they have the woman who is the head honcho basically doesn't like the idea, and she thinks it's too much. It won't be good for the seniors there, finally. And Diane Keaton and her neighbor, who's a terrific veteran actress named Jackie Weaver. She alone is worth the price of admission to watch her performance. Little red-haired Spitfire lady. Mm-hmm. And so they just said, nuts to you. And we're going to go ahead and start a cheerleading club. To be an official cheerleading club for this community, they need 8 members. So they kind of audition people. they get some terrific ladies trying out. Of course, all of whom make it because they need 8 people, and that's exactly how many they had, 6 plus the two of them. And they have, skills of one kind and another, but they're elderly. They're fairly old. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them are closing in on 80, if, above, below.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole film is based on the kind of what happens to this club and to the women in it. And, of course, sort of stereotypically, they run into problems with the management and with the children. In one case, it's the children of one of the women who's a resident there, who basically they just don't want their mother doing things that they think would be bad for her, which is, that's okay, except they end up trying to run her life totally. And having just myself come from yoga, and you know, knowing that there's just things that I used to do, activities that I used to do, that I just can't do anymore. They just aren't going to happen with this body. So I definitely empathized with the people in the movie, the women, and their desire to kind of break free of this notion that if you're getting old or old, you know, you're really supposed to, you know, do not much of anything. You know, oh, sure, you can bowl, you can golf. There's a few, and it's a spectacular community that they live in. But they don't want to do that. They want to have a cheerleading club. And I won't get into great detail about what happens in the course of the movie, but it's not breaking new ground in terms of, it's sort of like Rocky. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know that Rocky is going to ultimately win out over his opponent, or these other movies where you have the underdogs who persevere and they either win or they come awfully close to winning. Mm-hmm. So that's the substance of this movie. And I would recommend it for maybe people, women and men of a certain age. I think they would enjoy it. As I say, it's not a classic movie, and it's probably not going to make you think, oh, I loved that movie. But but it's fun. It's kind of inspirational, mm-hmm. in terms of you get out and move. Don't
exactly.
just yeah. sit around waiting to die. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Inspirational.
I saw, and
good.
Then I got very ambitious and I said, oh, here's another movie, which I can actually manage to squeeze in mm-hmm. on the same day. And that movie is The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, who is a terrific Australian actress who's really making quite a name for herself in comedy films. She's very funny. She's quite heavy set, and but very, very agile. And she is a hustler wannabe, mm-hmm. who has one move. That's the only one she has. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And then she finds herself going off to France and meeting the Anne Hathaway character, who's an accomplished hustler. And they hate each other.
Okay.
But Anne Hathaway's character is kind of eventually blackmailed into helping Rebel Wilson become a much better hustler. Mm-hmm. And they're funny, funny, funny scenes with their hustles. And they both of the women get to try out some pretty outrageous accents. And they're just amusing. It's quite not the funniest movie I've seen in a long time, but they'd had a lot of good moments. And at the theater, which was mostly, I think, millennials and younger, they all enjoyed it. Everybody around me was just having a great time. And I was having a pretty good time, too.
Mm-hmm. But okay.
It's like, oh, okay, well, these people are enjoying it. And it's so much more fun to go to a movie and be in an audience where people are laughing. And mm-hmm. they're having, you know, they're enjoying the show. If you're there and you're the only one who's kind of like chuckling, it's like, uh-oh, is this really funny? So that would be another one that I would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a young man, and I must admit I don't know who the young man is, but he comes in later in the film. He's the young tech giant.
Okay.
And he's good too. And I think it appears to me as if there may well be a sequel in the works, because they you just got left with that feeling that, okay, this could continue, this The Hustle Part Two or something like that, because it has great characters, and the locations, not exotic locations, but beautiful locations. A lot of it is in France, and boy, if nothing else, you can just sit back and look at the Riviera, the Côte d'Azur, and you say, "Oh my God, this is what a wonderful place to ply your trade if you're a hustler." Anyway, so yes, one I would recommend. So two that I would recommend, and again, they're not outstanding films, but they are entertaining, and at least one of them, as I say, is kind of inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little disturbing to me that when I left the theater, I noticed that on the poster outside for Palms,
mm-hmm.
it said VOA, version originale anglaise,
mm-hmm.
jusqu'au jeudi.
Okay, so it ends
today
on Thursday.
Is Wednesday, and
yeah.
it means that on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
or I guess maybe on Friday, it either is gone or the English version is gone. And I think, why?
Yeah, it didn't stay very long. Yeah.
The whole notion of what comes in English, what stays in English, mm-hmm. And then what goes from English to only French is just a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of these weeks when I pitch up for a movie, I'll have to speak to someone about that and say mm-hmm. it really is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But anyway, the takeaway here is don't wait for too long to see a movie that you think you would.
You know. So it didn't stay a week. It's not staying a week.
It's not staying a week in English. And like, what? Or maybe it is just the second week and the second and last week when it's available in English.
Okay.
It may continue on in French. I'm not sure. That mm-hmm. wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. It just said original English version. Through Thursday.
Okay.
And I guess people are going to be listening to this on Friday at mm-hmm. the earliest. So it will be unfortunate if you are unable to catch this movie. So that's something that I would probably need to address with the theater management. And the other thing in a related vein is another film which is there and which a number of people knew was coming and had... kind of assumed that it would be available in English, isn't. It's only available in French, but it's the movie about Tolkien, the author.
Okay.
It's just called Tolkien.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about Tolkien's life as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
He was in, I believe, World War I. And it's probably, you know, quite a good film.
Mm, I would imagine that would be interesting to a lot of people.
And mm-hmm. not here in English. It's possible, but unlikely, that it may come sometime in the next week or two. This happens once in a while, mm-hmm. that it starts in French, even though you think, hey, it's an English movie. And then they get an English version
okay.
to go with it. So I don't know what's going to happen with this one, but it would be very nice if it were playing in English, but currently it's not. And I have I believe last week I talked about the Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron film
mm-hmm.
in English, Long Shot.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, what I didn't know is that not only is it shot largely in Montreal, so you may see some things that you recognize in Montreal, but one of the actors is a local.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His name is Brett Watson,
mm-hmm.
and he's based in Montreal, and he's an actor. He has... You know, he does mm-hmm. acting gigs in Montreal, and someone told me after I'd reviewed it, but yesterday, I believe that, in fact, he has a part as a Nazi skinhead who is involved with the Seth Rogen character, who is he's playing an undercover journalist. So there's one scene early on in the movie where Seth Rogen has been told, you if you want to be part of us, you have to have a tattoo. Anyway, Brett Watson,
mm-hmm.
who's Janet Watson's son, and who is a friend and a yoga person as well, he has like a line.
mm-hmm.
And there he is. So someone says, oh, yeah, he's in that movie. And so he is. But if you don't know, then you won't keep an eye peeled for okay. his little performance. It's not a huge role, mm-hmm. obviously. And he's a skinhead, so just like all the other guys, I believe he's had his head shaved. But he is, apparently, you can distinguish him, if nothing else, because... Mm. So, congratulations to Brett for scoring a role in what I think is actually going... It's quite a successful movie. People love Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, people in a certain age bracket really love him. And I think that, as I mentioned last week, the Charlize Theron really... shows her acting chops, her comedic acting chops, which who knew she had comedic acting chops. So anyway, another one that I would recommend, and it's still there, and it's in English. Other movies which are in English, if you haven't already seen them, some of them just come and they stay, and they stay and stay and stay. And one of those, of course, is the big budget movie, huge budget, huge success. It's the Avengers Endgame mm-hmm. movie. Still there in English.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
And like many movies, it's a movie theater movie. Mm-hmm. Lots of movies you can watch at home on your much smaller screen. This is a movie that if you are able to, or not if you're able to, but would recommend that you go to the movies and sit in front of a big screen and eat popcorn and get comfy in those chairs, and you'll enjoy this. That's a 3-hour film. Mm-hmm. The two that I saw recently, The Hustle and Palms, are each like an hour and a half.
Okay, big so difference, yeah.
Easy to sit through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's coming soon? We have films to come. And starting Friday, this is one that's getting lots and lots of airtime. It's the third edition of the John Wick series of movies with the always stone-faced Keanu Reeves playing John Wick again. Mm-hmm. And... They're good action movies. There's plenty of action, lots of violence. I personally think Keanu Reeves is a bit of an acquired taste, but he's John Wick, and people are getting excited that there's another John Wick mm-hmm. film coming locally. Called The Sun Is Also a Star. And that, too, is starting on Friday. And I honestly can't tell you very much about that because I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry, I did forget. There is another English movie, which I've spoken about, and what I said was I didn't see it. But if you are it's called Detective Pikachu, and it's a Pokemon movie.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called Pokemon Detective Pikachu, which my son and a friend went to see, and they loved it.
Oh, great!
Yeah, you know, and they're you know they're in their late 30s, so you mm-hmm. don't have to be totally into detective Pokemon world mm-hmm. to enjoy the movie, apparently. But I think it would help, and I would certainly say clearly if you or your children are Pokemon people, then go see this movie because it has lots of Pokemon stuff and a good story. So I haven't seen it, not likely to see it, but it's there and it's still in English. I think that the more people who go to the theaters to watch English movies, the more English movies they will get and keep.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I'm not sure if it works that way, but I like to think that it mm-hmm. does. And I think that perhaps for my next movie review, I'll have a chance to talk to whoever does the renting of movies at the Maison mm-hmm. de Cinema to see, how come some of these movies are there for such a short period of time, in English, and in some cases they never come in English, and they should because they're English movies. So I can get a little, I do a little research on that and find out. So that's actually all I have to say about movies this week. I'll take another moment or two just to talk a bit about the Bishop's Champlain refugee sponsorship garage sale that mm-hmm. took place last weekend on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Doors opened at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and they finally closed at around 2:30.
Okay.
The yard sale, the garage sale, which generally speaking does very, very well, but for 1 year, through no fault of their own, did exceptionally well this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they brought in close to $23,000.
Oh my goodness.
Selling.
That's amazing.
Used stuff.
Yeah.
I was involved. I helped. I wasn't the prime mover by any stretch, but I did do some helping setting mm-hmm. stuff up. And then I was available during on the day of to raffle off a cake, which are our very own Clough Street cakes. Annie Duryea had fashioned for the event, and it was an amazing, amazing cake. You can see it on her website.
All her cakes are totally amazing. I don't know how she does it.
I don't either, but she does it. And this one brought in $405.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
awesome.
So many thanks to Annie, and huge thanks, of course, to all of the many, many volunteers who were involved in getting this mm-hmm. organized. And I think the prime mover in this is a young woman named Nancy Robichaud, who works at Bishop's and has been doing this for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And she's just a pro at this,
but she's an
unpaid pro. She's a total amateur. Okay. And it works. It runs like clockwork. And each year, you know, there's something, some little improvement has been made. So anyway, congratulations to all those involved in making this such a great success. And the money, by the way, will be used to help sponsor two refugee students
mm-hmm.
who will come to Bishop's. It's usually, I'm not clear exactly on this, it's either Bishop's or Champlain, or it's Bishop's and Champlain. And it's an amazing job that the refugee sponsorship people do in general. Mm-hmm. With getting this, organizing this idea of having refugee students come, and then getting this big sale underway. So congratulations. And in general, congratulations, I think, to the many, many, many people, you know who you are, who volunteer endless hours to do so many good things.
Mm-hmm.
There's another garage sale coming up in Sherbrooke at the Snowshoe Club,
right?
Possibly mm-hmm. this weekend. But in general, there's just so many things that volunteers do because they enjoy doing them, and because they're worthwhile mm-hmm. for both for the volunteer and also for the whoever is the recipient. And they are a bit, they don't always get their due,
mm-hmm.
But just wanted to take a moment on air to say thank you to all of you out there who spend your own precious time doing things that you know will benefit others.
Good. And you're a volunteer in so many organizations,
Melanie. Yeah, I got a few. I read to in a recent issue of The Record, mm-hmm. Linda Hoy, who I know
mm-hmm.
somewhat,
mm-hmm.
and I honestly didn't know what a huge big-time volunteer she was, but mm-hmm. she received Governor General's award.
She did, yeah.
Yep, yeah. And I know Linda, but I must admit, I didn't know this facet, and I thought, wow, she's just the epitome of someone who loves to volunteer, loves to give back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and she's not alone. There are many, many people
there
who
are.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And I obviously don't know them all. I know a bunch, but mm-hmm. I don't know them all, mm-hmm. so kudos and applause and all the rest of it to the volunteers who are truly selfless in the amount of time that they give.
They do. I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay. So that's it for me.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.